Okay, you guys ready?
Cool. Can I roll the intro song?
Well, I can just put it in edit. Can I roll it? But anyway? Just roll it. Yeah.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Things I Love cast. Here is your host, Davin Thompson.
Yeah.
With guests, John Muscle.
Hello.
And Cameron Vickery.
Hey, guys.
Brought to you by Sony.
And Crisco.
If you say it enough, eventually they'll have to sponsor you.
Nice.
So today, we're going to talk about it.
Shutting the door.
Today, we're going to talk about a little bit of a video game franchise. John, would you like to say what... Oh, first off, though, theme song, John Muscle.
Yep.
Grooveworthy. SoundCloud.com/grooveworthy. Check it out.
Thanks. Thanks for the free props.
No problem, man.
The little franchise we're talking about is a game, you might have heard of it, Pokemon.
Pokemons, yes.
Yeah. Thanks, soundboard Cameron.
Oh, I do not want a soundboard, because I know if I did get one, Graham would be the worst person to have near one, because it'd just be like somebody would say something, he'd be like, oh, behave.
Yeah, exactly. And he'd be all about that.
Totally. But anyways, Pokemon.
Yes. I've been playing Pokemon for the majority of my life. I've been playing it for more than half of it. I've 13 years now.
Yep.
Yeah, I got my first Pokemon game when I was 10, Pokemon Blue, and I haven't really stopped.
I got Blue as well.
And I had Red and Yellow because I'm a baller.
I got Yellow. Yellow was my first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I had a deprived childhood.
I got it when I was 11.
Like me and Trent, when we lived together, we used to describe people as red, blues, or yellows. But anyways, with me, I played Blue, and then I played Stadium 1 and Snap. And then I would occasionally play like Silver with when my cousin was over, but I took like this long break. Until I was, like, living in Kelowna, and I bought a 3DS for Legend of Zelda, and I was like, well, I need another game. So then I bought Black 1. And then recently, both me and John have played Black and White 2. Have you finished yet?
I beat the Elite 4, but there's still some stuff I gotta do.
I beat the Elite 4 as well.
Yeah, I mean, I started just
going... Oh, that last fight with the Elite 4 was so annoying to me. It took me a couple times.
Yeah, the worst was I went back to go train some Pokemon and fight them a second time, and I forgot that they jumped up, like, 12 levels or something.
Yeah.
And I tried to fight them with my dudes, who were very, very strongly outmatched, and I died.
Oh.
But you know, then I realized that the reward, the penalty for dying in this game is, like, nothing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they took some money away from you.
It's like 10%, maybe.
But... That's not that much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, actually, how little money it was.
Cameron, how about you? How many of the Pokemon games have you played?
Yellow's definitely my favorite, because it was
you
the
love
first
Pikachu.
One. Well, not so much Pikachu, I just love the game, because it was the first one I ever played, and I played it so much, right?
It is a very good, like, starter RPG to get started with, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that was my first RPG, actually.
Me too. No, wait, I think I played, like, some shitty one on the NES beforehand.
I remember playing Ogre Battle at my friend's place when I was, like, 8, but the first one I actually played through by myself would have been Pokemon Blue.
Originally, my parents hated how much I was playing it. Until they realized I had to do a lot of reading in it, and they're like, oh, he can play as much as he wants now.
Yeah.
So, John, when you got into Pokemon, did you also watch the anime, or were you just, like, straightforward games?
I think I watched it. I don't remember. I had a deprived childhood as well, where I didn't have cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did own about maybe 3 or 4 VHSs of the show. So about maybe 12 episodes in total.
I have a funny story about the VHSs. I also, deprived childhood, didn't have TV.
Yeah.
Well, we had a TV, but we didn't have cable or satellite or anything. Yeah. So, my grandmother in Kelowna, British Columbia, would record the Pokemon shows on tapes and mail them to me.
That's pretty awesome.
My grandmother's a wonderful person.
She is.
That's actually great.
Yeah. I still have all these old bootleg Pokemon episodes on VHS.
We should redub them over in, like, with, you know, Kung Fu movies.
That's a great idea.
See, with me, like, I kind of watch the anime, because I was a filthy townie, so I got to watch as much TV as I wanted to.
Unlike us backwater hicks.
Exactly.
We got three channels.
So I actually had the option of being like, I don't want to watch Pokemon, I'll just be a Digimon kid instead for the cartoon.
Oh, I bet you were ostracized by the entire school ground.
No, like... Yeah, so, there was me and Trent against
it. Oh, they're so hip in underground. Yeah, Digimon, you probably never heard of them. Like Pokemon... Only the stats go to like 10,000 and stuff. Like
it's like Pokemon, Digimon. You know they have character. They have. To be fair though, Digimon was a smarter show. It had characters.
I really feel like Digimon was like the no-name brand of like Raisin Bran.
Yeah,
it was just like brand cereal.
I didn't even know there were video games until years after I stopped watching the show. There were video games.
I thought it was basically just cards and toys.
I think, like, it started out as that, but they did do, like, a bunch of video games as well.
Yeah, okay, because... See, that's one thing about it, because for me, a Digimon video game feels like it would just be, like, a spin-off, like, if you were to make, like a Mega Man video, or not, like, an Astro Boy video game or something like that. Like, it's a game based on a show.
Yeah.
Pokemon seems to have, like, it's got the show going for it, and then it's got the, you know, it's got the video games going for it, and it's got the trading card game. None of those seem like a spin-off of any...
It seems like their own
separate identity. It's just got three main features.
Although, I did not know there was a Pokemon video game until after I started watching the cartoon.
That was probably the truth.
I was a kid then, so like I was just like, oh,
I think the Nintendo. You were a kid back then.
I was a kid back then, so I was like, oh, Nintendo made a video game based off a TV show.
I thought it came out actually. The show came out before the video game did.
Maybe I'm not an expert on the subject.
Didn't in the tsunamis in Japan last year? Didn't the guy who made Pokemon pass away?
I know it was
Google
somebody this. Like that.
You Google like Mr. Samsung Galaxy.
I know it was
S3 actually. Yes.
I know it was.
Shout out to Samsung.
I know.
Our sponsors are so weak. So
hey, Samsung can sponsor us too if they want.
They can you hear that, Samsung? You're awesome.
We'll take.
If they sponsor us, I will have a Galaxy 3, and I will pimp that out every day.
Use the shit out of it in front of people.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Tweet from it.
Oh.
And every tweet would end with, from my Galaxy.
I would definitely take back that Facebook post where I said my Galaxy doesn't use Facebook. Or can't do Facebook.
Now, quick question. When you guys start off a Pokemon game, fire, grass, or water, which one do you usually start off with?
I like to switch it up. I've never been a fan of either any one of them, but I tend to lean towards fire.
I'm usually grass, actually.
Really? Because I'm like water, unless it's the second playthrough, then it's fire. But I'm like, fuck grass Pokemon.
Definitely not water. Because of yellow, like, you're right, I did start with Pikachu and I did enjoy that, but I was more of a fan of, like, not water.
Squirtle was my favorite Pokemon, so that's why I think I stick with water.
I have my favorites throughout the generations, actually. Like, my favorite Generation 1 starter is Venusaur.
Yeah.
I just like Venusaur.
It's actually a Bulbasaur.
Venusaur. Whatever. I like it. I'm thinking about the end game here.
Right.
You don't beat the Elite Four with a Bulbasaur.
Oh, there's somebody who's done it. There's somebody who just, like, they got, like, the first
they
six Pokemon, and they, like, refused to let them evolve, so, like, every time they leveled up, it was beep.
Yeah. I hate doing that.
I just remember, like, I was playing one time in school, and, like, one of my Pokemon was evolving, and, like, somebody came up to me and was like, you can stop your Pokemon by pressing B. And then he just pressed B for no fucking reason, and I was like, you asshole.
That's the day that you became a bitch, because you didn't punch him in the nose.
I remember one day when I was in school, me and Frank Rosswap were trying to trade Pokemon. And it was like, you know, we were trying to get it all set up, and it was taking us forever, and then the bell rang, and we're like, oh, we gotta go inside. And then, you know, the schoolyard was deserted at this point, and we were trying to still trade Pokemon. Then some kid from, like, the grade above us comes up, "Hey, get to class! Karate chops the link cable!" And, like, my power goes out, and I'm like, "No, what did you do? What did you do?" It was my first time trading Pokemon. I had to sneak my Game Boy past my mom because she didn't want me to lose it. And all of that for nothing. And we didn't have enough opportunity. We couldn't try it again because we were already late for class.
Oh, no.
I just remembered another late for class story.
I have one as well.
Oh, Molly, you go after mine.
No,
mine's not about Pokemon, though.
Okay. Well, we should save that for the next podcast.
Still want to talk about it because I'm going to forget about it otherwise.
All right, what is it?
When we were kids...
Who's we? Not us.
No, my elementary school.
We were kids at that time.
Trent, Kelly, Graham, all those good guys.
Okay.
Anyways, it was like right after they replaced all the fucking playgrounds with gravel instead of sand. And we were underneath the thing, and Kelly was like, "You know what would be hilarious, guys, if you just buried me." And so we just put rocks all over him. Like, and then the bell rang about, "Well, see you," Kelly's like, "Wait, what?" And like, he couldn't wiggle his way out because we covered him in so many.
And he was so little.
And then, like, half an hour later, he just comes to class, and his clothes are just covered with dust, and the teacher's like, "What happened?" And he just looked at me and Trent, who just shook our heads, and he's like, "I fell asleep."
That is awesome. Oh, teacher believed it?
I guess. I mean, like,
you can get detention for burying your friend in the playground.
I love it. You just shake your head.
I was trading Pokemon one time, probably grade 5, maybe.
Sounds about right.
And I was trading with Shane Seeley, and he, I don't know why, I convinced him somehow that this one shiny, I think it was a Gyarados, I still have the card, it wasn't good or it was fake. I can't remember how, but I convinced him that he didn't want this card. And then he was all pissed off because he got it from a gift pack that his parents got him or something.
Right.
Anyways, he gets all pissed off and he trades me. He's like, "Well, okay." And he trades me for, like, some energies or something.
Oh.
And then after someone walked by, I was like, "You traded Cameron for those energies?" He's like, they're like, "That's stupid." And he got really angry. He didn't steal the card back. I think he wanted me to give it back to him or something. Anyways, he took his Pokemon cards and crumpled them up and threw them in the garbage.
Okay, I've got a similar story. It didn't happen to me. It happened to Graham, who's not here, because he decided not to join us for Wings. But anyways, he had, like, a shiny Charizard, which was one of the rarest, like, first-gen cards.
It was the most valuable first-gen card.
He traded it for a Mewtwo.
Oh.
And then Kyle Trombley, who's not even a friend, like, not even, like, a fan of Pokemon, was just like, "Why did you do that?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "That's a rare card." And, like, he had, like, a Nintendo Power that had, like, the rarest cards. He's like, "It's number one on the list." And he, like, went up to Scott Kitzer. He's like, "Hey, Scott Pearson." He's like, "I need that card back." And he's like, "No, man. Tradesies are final." I doubt Scott Pearson has it now. He probably just, like, was, like, in grade 7. He's like, "Fuck Pokemon," and just ripped it.
That's, like, $400 down the drain.
Right.
I have a Blastoise first edition that last I checked was worth just under $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still have a Shiny Gyarados first edition.
Okay. Favorite.
It's not worth that much. It's worth about $10.
Yeah.
Favorite. $5, actually. I think it's $5.
Guys, everybody, favorite Pokemon, what is it? Mine's Blastoise.
Oh, I was... Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
What's yours?
Well, I was going to say Blastoise.
Oh, man. Nerdiest thing I did was, back in the day, I got, like, one of my friends also had a copy, so I started three profiles on his, so he could trade me three squirrels, and then I named them after the Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Nice.
Okay, right. Favorite Pokemon, John?
My favorite Pokemon, I am going to say, why can't you remember his name? Little dark ghost guy. Sableye's my favorite.
I was going to say Ghastly.
I was going to say Ghastly as well, like, because you did this.
Dark,
like,
ghost.
Yeah, but, like,
is he one of the new ones?
He's, like, second or third.
See, I only know the first generation.
Yeah. So, yeah. But another childhood story. This one was actually awesome. when we were in grade 6, me and this girl, we decided that we were going to start selling all of our Pokemon cards. Actually, I just decided that I was going to sell my Pokemon cards. She decided to buy them from me. Because I thought, yeah, you know, we're in grade 6, we're going to be in junior high. You know, those kids aren't going to like Pokemon. That's a kid thing. So I was like, well, you know, they're going to go on their way out, so I might as well sell them while they're still hot. Like, so I started hustling my Pokemon cards in the schoolyard, and I had kids buying me. Then I had teachers coming up to me saying things like, kids are stealing money from their parents to buy your Pokemon cards. You need to stop selling them and give the parents their money back.
So and like, you just slipped her a five, and you're like, hey, honey, how about you catch such a trap?
And then I just, like, yeah, five. And then I just, like, started through a bunch of 20s and smoking my cigar. A little 12-year-old hustler.
Oh, well, no, I think Wilf? A little 12-year-old Wilf?
I think I made like $20 or something stupid like that. You know, not even like barely enough to buy, you know, some packs back, right? But yeah, I got in trouble for hustling Pokemon cards in the schoolyard.
It's funny.
I like how they're like, John, kids are stealing from their parents, and you only made $20. That means they were like stealing loonies and toonies.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I made more than that.
That's where I got my.
That's how you got through college, John.
I didn't get through college.
Hey, that's how I got partway through college. Anyways, shit, I forgot. Yep, lost it.
Oh man, Cameron. But anyways, like, I don't blame him for thinking Blastoise is the cooler. He's the fucking giant turtle with fucking guns on his back. No wonder why he joined the army. You wanted to be like him.
Actually, I really like Mewtwo as well. Mewtwo is maybe my favorite.
Mewtwo is a cool one.
First gen.
I was never a fan.
Not only is he a Pokemon, but he is a villain. Like, he is a storyline villain.
Yeah.
You know?
He was in a movie as a bad guy.
Yeah,
even though that movie's terrible.
No, I have that awesome movie.
No, you can't say that with the ending that movie has, and then the fact that they, like, create
did
a moral...
Did you cry?
John, let me finish.
Did you cry?
Let me finish.
Did you cry, Dad?
I got choked up.
Okay.
But the fact that they're, like...
He cried.
After that, and everyone learns this lesson, that Pokemon fighting is bad. No problem with that, right? And then Mewtwo erases everyone's memory, and they just go about their lives like they did 20 minutes before the movie started.
Yeah, that's because he's like the Men in Black, and he's like, I'll never be.
But the fact that they learned the lesson, and then it doesn't matter, is
good. Because, I don't know, because Mewtwo was smarter than that.
Because Mewtwo's like, man, I'm going to make some money off this Ash kid when he fights the Elite Four, and I bet on him.
Yeah, it was rigged.
Pokemon but Nostalgia Critic does like a pretty good review of like Pokemon movie where he brings up that fact.
Oh, see, I remember watching it as a 12-year-old boy.
I watched it as a 12-year-old.
And I loved it. And I loved the crap out of it.
Yeah.
To be fair, I also loved the Digimon movie as a kid, but now I'm just like, that movie's dumb. Because what they did was, in Japan they would just release Digimon movies, but that were like super short. They were like 20 minutes long at the most.
Oh, really?
And then they just spliced three of them together.
Oh, that sucks.
It's dumb.
It's Digimon. Of course it's stupid.
It's not Monster Rancher.
Oh, jeez. Don't get me started.
You don't like Monster Rancher?
No, not at all.
You could put a disc in your play. You could put a CD into your PlayStation and get a monster based on it.
What?
That's what Monster Rancher was. It was a game for your Sony PlayStation. And like...
I remember it. Just...
And like... You could be like, it would be like, insert a disc, so you pop the game out, and you would put a CD in there, and then based on the audio, like the audio files
oh, really?
On the CD, it would give you like a certain monster.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I then like that. Later, when it came out on the PS2, they were like, added DVDs to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Anyways, you guys want to make fun of some dumb fan theories?
Okay.
Yes.
First one. Dittos are failed clones of Mew.
I actually like this theory. I think it's fun.
Because the theory is, because like they both weigh the same.
Yeah.
They both, I can't remember what else the update, like the...
They both weigh the same. They both have equal stats across the board.
Yeah, they also come in the same colors.
And they can both, they're the only two Pokemon that can learn transform.
Yeah, and also, in the first game, as you go to, like, capture Mewtwo... More and more Dittos appear. Like,
oh,
there's more Dittos in that cave than there is anywhere else in the game.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that fact though, because there is a lot of.